Speech Synthesis, 1939. Perhaps many of you have heard the synthesized voice of astrophysicist Stephen Hawking, 1942 through 2018, who for many years used a speech synthesizer with a robotic voice to speak on his behalf after his motor neuron disease led to his inability to speak naturally. In fact, the ability of computer systems to convert text to speech has served many useful purposes, including reading text out loud for the visually impaired, young children, or people with various reading difficulties. Synthetic speech can also allow computer systems to create the impression of human intelligence and interaction when interfaced with digital personal assistants of all kinds. New approaches using neural nets can now simulate the specific natural speech of selected people, and thus we live in a world where it will be increasingly difficult to know when the voice of someone we trust, for example, a business partner, a parent, a child, is being generated by the actual person. What happens when someone can steal anyone else's voice and have them speak anything desired? Speech synthesis systems have been implemented by various means. For example, engineers can store digitized speech units and concatenate them, that is, string them together during playback. Or they can utilize distinctive frequency components of the acoustic signal, that is, formants, in a method called formant synthesis. With articulatory synthesis, models of the human vocal tract are simulated. Of course, simple systems like talking clocks, cars, toys, and calculators need only store a few pre-recorded words for playback. Many challenges exist for converting text to natural and understandable speech. For example, consider the various pronunciations in the English language of words like tear, tear, bass, bass, read, read, project, project, desert, desert, and so on, which change depending on the context in which they are spoken. One of the early landmarks in the history of synthetic speech involves the work of engineer Homer Dudley, 1896 through 1980, who invented the vocoder, that is, voice encoder, which could electronically produce speech using various electronic filters, and the voder, that is, voice operation demonstrator, which used a console from which an operator could create speech. The latter, which simulated effects of the human vocal tract, was exhibited at the 1939 New York World's Fair. See also Speech Recognition, 1952, Natural Language Processing, 1954, Ethics of AI, 1976.